Yeah, well, going over a couple things, a couple situations on field goal, him as a holder. That conversation wasn't about punting. It was more about holding and how we're going to work him into more and more holding as we go and in some of the situations that could happen as a holder.
Okay. So did he hold down in Dallas?
Yes. He's had two different stints. When Parcells was there, Parcells wanted a quarterback, and Romo and maybe somebody else held.
Nice.
So he held before and after Parcells, but not during the Parcells era.
Yeah. How will you split the kicks in camp with him and Chaz, right down the middle? Or?
Pretty much right now, 50-50, yeah. And I got him working, you know, kind of getting back because he hasn't punted much
right.
in a long time. And he's kind of getting his strength back. So we're going to gauge it. He's going to gauge it more than I am about how much he needs. But I think with the way we practice, especially when it's just once a day, it's not like the old camp, you know, where you had two full practices every day. These guys don't punt as much in camp anyway. Just the schedule doesn't permit it.
Bobby, I apologize if you asked this already, but obviously both returning positions are kind of up in the air. But how do you evaluate? Obviously, you can't do any live stuff here. How do you evaluate, obviously, the preseason games? Is that really what it has to rest on?
Are you talking about the outside of the punters?
Yeah, just the return games.
Yeah. The return game is tough to evaluate. So much in the thinking has to be on what you've seen them do in the past. And then you almost are exclusively limited to how well they catch it. Because that can be determined. But how they run with it, their decision-making, their toughness running with it, their judgment, pretty hard to tell until it's full speed. Now, the quickness, a guy like Damaris, you know, you can see he catches the ball really well. He's in position all the time. He's really quick. And then he had a big career. He had a great career at Tulsa. So from that, you know, he's our number one returner, but he's still in a competition to make the team. So yeah, but I'm saying, I mean, just based on the knowledge we have, I mean, we can see him catch, we see his position. You can evaluate that. You can evaluate his quickness. Then in terms of how well he runs with the ball, I can really only use my experience of what I saw of him in college.
That's really the key, is it? Because you can have all the speed, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. But you got to be you got to be able to do it. And now he was able to do it. So when you see him out here and you see his quickness is real, I mean, NFL quick, you see his ability to judge, be in position to catch it is real. You got a pretty good idea, you know. And then the same way with, you know, like Boykin. I mean, he's quick, catches the ball. Saw him run in college. He can really run. But, yeah, it's a tough evaluation because you're trying to look at a lot of guys. You'd love for the defense to have about 9 straight three and outs so they punt, you know, a bunch of times, and you could work a bunch of guys in the game, and you could work them when they're punting with a big field. You know, if the defense doesn't have a great day and they're punting around midfield the whole time, it's tough to get a return. So there's a lot of that weighs into it.
Is Cliff Harris still in the punt return mix?
Yeah, absolutely he is. He's in it. We're working him in there. We know he's a really good player as well. But, yeah, he's in the mix. He's a good player. Again, he's another guy. You know, they're fighting for a position. If he ended up being the punt returner, that would obviously – elevate his status in coach's eyes as to making the team. But there's a lot of things that we're going to have to make real wise, prudent decisions, that's for sure, because it's going to be important for our offense and our defense.
Is it possible a guy would be kept just to be a kick returner or a punt returner?
I would think so. I mean, all the guys we're talking about play another position. You know, they're very skilled at their other positions. So Damaris is skilled. CJ, Cliff Harris is skilled. But I could see us doing that. I mean, that punt return especially is critical because the judgments they make are going to affect the offense and the defense. I mean, unfortunately, just as an example, in the playoff game, ball hit a kid on the leg because his judgment was off a little bit. Big play. So that affects the offense and the defense. Now, instead of having the ball, their defense had to go out there and defend the goal line from, 20 yards away. So all those things are so critical to both sides of the ball. I could definitely see Coach, keeping a guy because of that status.
Does Demaryius Johnson remind you of any, past returners or guys you've seen before? Is there anyone he compares to?
You know who that I've had, and he was. You may not know the names because I've had some really good returners. I mean, great returners. They were great players. And I just lost his name. Here it is. It's Eric Gulliford. Now, nobody may remember him, but he played for us for the Saints. And it's the only time that I, as a coach, we ever led the NFL in opponent net punt. Because Eric is not like Demaryius because he's not nearly as fast or nearly as quick. But he gets to every ball. They don't hit the ground. They don't roll. He makes good decisions. Reminds me of him more than any of the other ones. For that reason, he's got a break on that ball, and he's there in position. It almost doesn't matter where it's kicked.
And is he the main guy right now in terms of punting?
He's running as the number one guy right now. Yes.
And Brandon for kickoffs.
That's correct.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Who else is in the mix for the returns other than the guys?
Well, Chad Hall, who did it last year. Deion Lewis, who did it last year. Marty Gilliard, who's done it. We really liked him coming out of Cincinnati. He didn't do much last year for St. Louis, but we like him. I mean, we think he's a good player. He's in the mix as a receiver, too. So we've got guys. It's just, like I said before, we've got to make a really wise decision on which one is actually the best. And it's got to be done really through the preseason.
Since I like your punt returner comparison answer so much, is there anyone that Brandon Boykin reminds you of as a kick returner?
Brandon Boykin's a little bit like Tyrone Hughes. Some of these aren't household names. But Tyrone Hughes went to the Pro Bowl one year, led the league in kick returns with the Saints. Both these guys are Saints. It's probably had the least amount of success ever comparing them. But, I can't say he looks like Deion Sanders or Rod Woodson, but he's very similar, I think, to like a Tyrone Hughes, who was a DB out of Nebraska, played about 8 years in the league, went to a couple of Pro Bowls as a return man. Very similar to that. Very similar.
Would Demaryius be able – are you guys using him at kickoffs also?
Yeah. Sure, he could do both. Yeah. He could do both. All of them could do both. All of them do practice right now, both. You know, Deion doesn't practice returns. The punt returns. You practice kickoff returns, yeah. I'm trying to think if we have anybody beside Deion. You know, we had guys back there that were off returners, like Riley Cooper, who, of course, he's injured, with Stanley Havili, who don't do punt returns. And then we still have Deshaun in the mix. He caught some yesterday, and we're going to gradually have him catch some. And he's not totally out of the picture either, although we would like to have someone comparable and then always have him, full tilt on offense, if we can, if we can.
Can you talk a little bit about Alex Henry? There hasn't been a lot about talk about him. Has he improved since last year?
Well, in the off season, he was on fire. I mean, he was 100% on almost every day. Out here, he's kicking about 80%, which is less than what he did in the off season. However, compared to a year ago at camp, totally different. So he's way advanced over a year ago, and he had a good season. I mean, and he kicked off. Everybody in America questioned whether he could kick off or not, because coming out of Nebraska, he wasn't even the kickoff guy. They had a different guy do it. And you know, he did well as a kickoff guy for us. So, and he's doing well now. So he's definitely improved.
Do you guys do anything to, you know, provide a added pressure out here in practice?
Sometimes we'll bring, and we haven't done it yet, but we'll bring the whole team up. There's a little bit of pressure under when we just do our normal situation, right, because everybody's watching it and they're watching to see whether he's going to make it. So that's not like a game, but we will bring, we'll do a situation where we'll, you know how I yell out the situations after that 5-minute period. We'll do a situation where we'll get everybody in behind him yelling, screaming, hollering. But that's about it. The games have to take care of themselves.
Will you sit down at some point with Alex and kind of discuss with him who he feels more comfortable with as a holder between Chaz Henry and Matt McBrier?
Yeah, absolutely. His feedback on that will be critical. I mean, it won't be a deal breaker because both guys can hold. When there's a big separation in their ability to hold, it's obviously more of a factor.
Sure.
But yeah, absolutely, I'll get his feedback and relay it to the head coach. Because it's important. I mean, to me, that's the biggest play in football right now. I mean, so many games come down, the real gut check games come down to a field goal. And so many of the games now are so close. Boy, that play, you better get that play in. You better get that play successful.
Bobby, can you expand on what you've seen of Cliff Harris as a returner?
Well, primarily is what I saw of him out of Oregon. But he's been out here. He's caught the ball really well. He's got real athleticism. You know, I don't know how pure fast he is, but he's got a lot of athleticism. And he's got ball skills. You know, you see him as a DB, you know, make some plays that are pretty hard to make. That's what's impressed me about him.